11 rip. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm fucking loving it. Yeah, the Yankees are fucking trash. Their whole roster is fat. Is it going like this? What time is that game on? The fuck?
I took the Giants over, though. It's in 7 minutes. You want to get that in?
Oh, fuck.
Actually, it's in 4 minutes.
It's too late, everybody. It's too late. It's too late. Oh, it's too... Oh, wait. This is on? Oh. Money in the bank. Dude, what's up, dude? Dude, what the fuck is up, dude?
All right,
Mic check. Mic check. That wire is freaking me out. We got to get a longer wire.
Yeah. Is that
freaking me out,
once,
dude.
Once a wire starts getting off the ground, it's getting trip territory.
Yeah, tripping on wires. Tripping on Mark McGuire's.
Tripping on a wire.
I was tripping on a wire.
We need to start making songs about just things that happen every day that we don't really sing about. Because like most songs, you only sing about like love, and then like heartbreak.
Live
about hating, like your hometown, and then there's like then they're like about rap.
Country guys love their hometown though.
Yeah,
country dudes would be like, you ever hear that song? Oh fuck, what's it called? It's called. He's like, I've been Rutherford County, and it's called Famous Friends. He goes, I got famous friends you probably never heard of down in Rutherford County, something second to none.
Oh, so like his friends are famous within their own community,
within the town.
Yeah, I like that actually.
My buddy Stevie, he's a preacher. My mom, Kathy, she's a teacher. And then he goes, she won the best teacher award 5 years in a row.
Holy shit. Five years in a row?
Something like that, yeah. Like, it's all about his hometown and how, like, you know, local legends. It's about local legends, stuff like that.
I wonder who votes in, like, the best teacher award. Because, like, if your students are voting you best teacher, then you're probably just a really bad teacher that doesn't really give a lot of homework.
Yeah, imagine that guy pulling up in his truck, famous country star. I can't fucking talk today, dude. Glad it didn't hit
you. Damn, what came out of that?
I don't know, but is that going to fuck with the mics? I thought that was the other one. Fuck, dude.
What? Fuck with what mics?
It's all over the wires.
Oh, on the wire?
Yeah, I'll fix it.
On the Mark McGuire?
Yeah, I honestly thought it was the one that pulls up.
Oh, right, because one of them slips right out like a little...
Yeah, one of them slips like out a wet, like a little cunt.
Like a wet peen.
All right, my bad. Maybe we'll edit that. Should we restart the whole show?
I don't think it would... I don't think that'll... Yes. I'm having this nice Modelo. I like how they do the gold shit on the around the brim.
Yeah, it makes it feel a little special.
That's just. Have you ever heard the commercials? That's the sound. That's what it sounds like when I come. Have you ever heard the commercials? It goes.
That's a Modelo.
Wait, is that how it goes?
I don't know. I've never seen.
If you ever listen to a Modelo commercial, they have like this hymning in the background, and I always thought it'd be funny if that's what it sounded like if you came.
You know what? See that gold metal wrapping?
Yeah.
It does make it feel important. I want to, like line my butthole with that.
Every time you poo? So, like, every time you poo, it's like you're, like, that poop. Yeah, that would be cool. Like, your poop is a present.
Yeah. Dude, I was at, you said you didn't eat, right? That's crazy.
Yeah, I need to get a little sandwich in me after this. Because it's, like, I'm having one Modelo. Like, if you drink one Modelo on an empty stomach, you feel it.
Yeah, you'd be getting a little crazy. I was at breakfast and... This annoying guy, he was watching me eat the whole time. He was, like, facing me. Like, you know how old people do that? They love looking at you while they eat. Like,
oh, yeah, they do that.
He didn't get his food yet, so he's just watching me eat, like, salivating, like, thinking about when he's going to eat, thinking about what he's going to get. And he was drinking. He had a couple drinks. And I noticed, and he got so drunk by the end of the breakfast that he was talking so loud. He's like, I was 5K in the hole. Ricky was 15K in the hole. He went back at 4 in the morning. Like, telling a gambling story.
Fuck yeah.
And he was so drunk that he was like, oh, he fucked around and found out. And then he goes, yup, F-A-I-O, fuck around and find out. And I was like...
Old people are saying that?
Yeah.
What the hell?
That's not the right acronym. Fuck around and find out would be F-A-F-O.
Yeah, that's how you know the boot. What was that honky sipping?
Like whiskey. It was like,
oh,
it
hell
was
yeah.
For sure whiskey.
A little Saturday morning whisk, yeah, for the kid.
That kind of got me a little tuned up. Well, it made me want to drink.
I do. That happens to me when I see other people like in public when they get a drink and they start like, you start to notice they're starting to really enjoy themselves. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, it's like an energy thing.
It's toxic. It's like AIDS almost. Like you just see it and you just like want to be a part of it.
Really? You think you'd want AIDS?
Well, maybe not.
Enough cool people had it, though. Not because Magic Johnson's not really trying. I mean, he's cool, but I wouldn't want to like get it.
It's not like, yeah, Michael Jordan got to be way different. If Michael Jordan got AIDS, it would have been way different.
So for you, who would have to get AIDS for you to really actually be like, I'm down to live with AIDS?
I don't know. Freddie Mercury, probably.
I forget who that is, which is really bad because it's a super famous name. Isn't he like the...
He's the lead singer of Queen, who absolutely had AIDS. I'm pretty sure he died from AIDS.
Oh, wait, is Queen the gay band? Or is that you too?
He's the lead singer who is gay. Like, I don't... Like, he's gay. Freddie Mercury?
Yeah.
What, Freddie Mercury is the lead singer of Queen.
I thought U2 was gay.
You're thinking of Bono... No, you're just thinking that because the lead singer's name is Bono, and Bono sounds like Boner.
Okay.
And Boner... Boner sounds like if you mixed... Bono sounds like you mixed the word homo and boner, and it made Bono.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that would be Bono.
So Queen...
Boner.
Queen made We Will Rock You.
Correct.
How the hell did a bunch of gay guys come up with that?
Well, he's gay. I don't think the rest of the band is gay. And second of all, and I don't...
Because it sounds like a... Isn't We Will
I mean, there's not really a lot to that song.
Yeah, but it's like a hype, like, sports song, is it not? Like, I thought...
No, it's about gay sex.
I was going to joke around and ask if it was about, like, a crazy, like, orgy they were at.
It's about a gay orgy. It's about a gorgy.
We will rock you.
Think
That's
about,
about
th-
gay
th-
sex,
Think
dude?
About the lyric. Something all over your face, right? There's a line
like
about something.
Blood all over his face.
You got cum all over your face.
It's a big mistake.
Yeah.
Kicking his can like over the... Dude, could you
imagine? Kicking his can. Can is another term that means butt. So kicking might be like a euphemism for putting something in someone's butt.
Could you imagine like the guy that showed up for the orgy and he walked into that? Like, we will rock you? He's probably like, guys, like
is it going to hurt?
Yeah,
like, it sounds like it's going to hurt.
I don't think I can like handle all this in my butt.
Getting to the point where I'm going to orgies where like you wear those masks, like you know those masks that those like black plague masks that people wear at orgies,
yeah,
with the long noses. Which,
yeah,
by the way, that's got to be like huge inconvenience to have a long nose and mask during an orgy because you're getting so close to things, you don't want to like poke it. But yeah, it seems like I don't like to kink shame or anything like that. Because it is 2023, but I feel like you have some larger issues if you're going to like those big
sex parties.
Those sex parties where people are wearing masks and like throwing their keys and baskets and
shit.
Yeah,
I just don't like to fuck that much. Like where I need to be doing it around other people.
And like you, not unanimously, anonymously.
Yeah.
Actually, anonymous. I mean, yeah. Anonymous.
But it isn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, We Will Rock You being. About a song about gay sex. Also, Pride Month just ended, so what's this month? And I'll say this once again, just on the record. Yeah, it's July 1st. I'll say this on the record. Like, we got to have a gay person come on that speaks their mind on this, but y'all can't be getting a whole month. You did not go through what black people went through.
Sharks,
they get a month.
Yeah, and sharks only get a day.
Sharks get a day. Sharks are hot right now. Sharks are active.
Yeah, but I think that's the media trying, because I know Shark Week.
The liberal media?
The liberal media, because Shark Week is coming up. So now you see the libs are trying to pump in. Every time we see a shark attack, Fox News is pumping this into our ears, saying like, oh shit. Because like, whenever something happens, they just pump the same type of story into your eyys and ears nonstop.
Fox News?
Just the meads and gens.
Yeah,
like, the media in general is just like, they... So now shark attacks are hot, and they know Shark Week's coming up, so they're going to, like, parlay that into that?
Yeah, because they're like, trying to cover up something about Hunter Biden. Dude, I, like, low-key like Hunter Biden, I think.
I'm not a politics guy, but I do like his lifestyle is super cool, because he gets to do all the coke and crack he wants, and he gets to live in, like, a home in, like, Calabasas.
Dude, yeah, I was thinking about it, and I saw all the Hunter, like, before they covered it up, I saw all the Hunter Biden news, and I was like, man, this is such bullshit that he's getting away with this, like... he's using taxpayer money to like fund hookers and his ketamine habit and crack habit. And then I was like thinking about it, and I was like, dude, I fucking really like this guy. Like, did you see what he did to China?
No.
Bro, he like was on his laptop and he was emailing like officials in China, and he's like, I need $5 million wired to my account. Like the big dog referencing Joe Biden said to do it.
And my brother said you have to.
The big dog, like his dad.
My brother Joe said you have to give me money or he's going to beat you up.
So like China was like, no, dude, we're not giving you this money. And then Hunter Biden basically threatened them and said like, this is coming from my dad. Like you need to give us the money. And China wired $5 million to his bank account. And I go, this guy's the man. I would do that in a heartbeat if I was him.
I kind of got the same way too. Like when I first read the story, I was like, "What the fuck?" Like, I'm paying so much goddamn taxes. Like, this is where it's going to. And I was like, "Fuck, this guy sucks." And I started thinking about it. I was like, "Well, because I'm a hater, but I always respect people's hustle."
Yeah, so, that's a true hustle.
Right? Yeah, that's a true hustle. And like that guy's living the coolest life, doing like all the drugs, just fucking strippers, having people you don't even know fund it is so goddamn cool when you think about it. The fact that there isn't a documentary crew following him around is blasphemy.
Yeah, Netflix is going to be so happy when they're allowed to get that one.
Yeah.
They just got the one about the submersible. So they're getting that done.
I don't know how that's going to be a documentary. Like, what are we going to hear from the victims?
Yeah, I don't know. But they're going to make
it. They're going to AI the victims.
They're loving it, dude. Dude, the internet really loved that tragedy.
Yeah.
Tragedy. Like, they were down. I don't want to see anyone die, but I think it was a little bit like, how do you expect the world to like feel bad for them? Because they're like, well, they spent all that money, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I kind of am looking forward to the documentary that comes out about the people that died. I feel bad they die, but it'll be a good doc. Right?
Yeah. Like, you gotta I don't know if it'll be a good doc, though. There's too many documentaries now. There's documentaries on everything. So now you have to like actually start funneling the bullshit out, because documentaries are easy to make. And they're hot. So people just churn out a bunch of bullshit.
You know why they're hot, though?
Why?
Chicks. Chicks love tragedy.
They do.
Like, you can take a girl on a date to, like, I don't know, like a really bad haunted neighborhood that has a lot of shootings and stuff, and they will love it.
Yeah.
They love that shit.
Girls love true crime.
They love crime and murder and
But I also feel like it's almost cultural appropriation, because they're not even doing any of the crimes. That's us. Yeah, like, you can hate
that's all the white man.
Yeah, you can hate the white man as much as you want, but we're putting all this. We're pretty much the reason this all this content's on Netflix.
Yeah, right, like, now. We're out here serial killing for your pleasure,
for your enjoyment.
Like, I'm out on Long Island burying dead bodies in the sand dunes for you. You think that's because of me? What do I get out of this?
Yeah,
like I have to wake up at 3 a.m. and dismember this body and bury it by the ocean
and burn
that's
all
for you
and burn all my clothes, and these were nice. I actually enjoyed this was a good t-shirt that I have to burn now.
I loved that t-shirt.
Yeah, like
now there's DNA on it.
It was like the only shirt that I had that didn't, like, the neck didn't get stretched out, and big now I gotta neck. Burn it
because I
murdered someone in it.
Yeah,
that would be the tough for me. Murdering someone would be tough because you have to pick an outfit that you're ready to say goodbye to, because you're not going to wear, like, your nicest shirt to go murder someone, because then you've got to burn it after. And it's going to have, it'll probably have some stain, like, some blood stains on it, too.
Yeah,
and
maybe stains.
I was going to say, there's probably going to be a load on there as well. So, like, that would be the hardest part. I bet that would be where you probably go to H&M. Just get, like, a 3-pack of white tees and like, maybe some sweatshorts.
Yeah, you want to be comfortable when you're murdering.
Yeah.
You have to be versatile. Like, think about it. You have to. There's a lot of physical work. That's why there's never any fat serial killers. You ever realize that?
Yeah.
Just like Asian people. There's never any fat ones. Like, you have to really respect the fact all the work they have to do. It's labor.
I mean, that's why John Wayne Gacy was an anomaly, because he was a little bit overweight. But you're right. But he was also not – he wasn't going out and killing. He was doing it in his house, at home, and he was burying him under his house.
How many people did he get?
He got like 20 plus.
Really?
All kids.
That's just a lot of bodies.
Yeah.
How many – wow,
I think
game numbers.
Yeah, he was putting up Jordan numbers.
So yeah, but maybe he was like NFL lineman in shape. You know, like quick,
like
feet,
quick
feet,
and just like heavy, like kind of burly.
Yeah, like sneaky good cardio,
like an 80s WWF wrestler, where like they're not like defined at all, and they're kind of fat, but those motherfuckers can move.
So what was his? How did he? What did he do with the bodies?
He buried him under his house.
He was a barrier?
He was a big barrier. I don't think he buried... I don't know how much burying he did. I think he had people. It's an interesting story. You should watch the doc on him.
It's an interesting way to go about hiding bodies is burying. I wouldn't bury.
I wouldn't bury.
There's so much work. Think about all the labor you have to do. Like,
bro, do you know how...
It's so dirty.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to dig up, like, sound grass and like, dirt?
All that mulch?
Yeah. Like, have you... Like, that's a lot of work. It's not, like, shoveling sand whatsoever. You gotta, like... You gotta get that shovel in, and then you gotta fucking put your feet on top of that thing, like, the top of the shovel, and you gotta do it, like, 8 times just to break the soil.
Oh.
Just as I knock over that tree.
Dude, I feel so bad about that tree incident. I thought I was picking up this one. See how this one pops out?
Oh, yeah.
Just pops right out of that fucker. Yeah, I don't know. I would probably just go the Casey Anthony route. Oh, wait, no. She just duct taped her kid and threw it in the woods. That's not the best.
That's the dumbest way to do it.
Yeah.
Because then, like,
she's from Florida. So.
I once met a kid, no joke, that found a dead body once.
No way.
He found it with his friend. It was, like, naked. He found it in the woods with his friend. They were just, like, walking or some shit. And said that his friend got pretty fucked up from it. And the kid was, like, telling me about it. He seemed completely fine.
Was it a guy or a girl that was...
It was a lad. That they found?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember, actually. But I just remember the kid telling me about it.
So did they find the person that did it?
I don't know.
He's a suspect.
I heard this story. This story was, like, the kid. I remember the kid told me. It was at my friend's lake house in New Hampshire.
I think he did it.
I should accuse him. No, I don't even. I couldn't even remember.
Oh, dude.
I couldn't even pick him out of a lineup at this point. I remember where I was when he told me because I was so interested in it, and I had to like make sure I didn't ask like the wrong question because like I think I would be fine if I found a dead body, but it affects some people differently.
I mean, that's kind of a pussy move. You'd be like, I saw a dead body. I'm all fucked up now. It's like someone's sleeping. It's the same thing.
Also, I can go on Twitter and see someone getting gutted with a samurai sword if I want to.
Man, how desensitized is everyone now? Like, do you see what's going on in France?
Yeah, it's like GTA.
Like, I don't know why it's going on, but people are in the streets just, like, shooting guns and setting off grenades. And I see it, and everyone sees it, and I'm just like, eh. Like, they'll take care of that somehow in a little bit.
The French love protesting, and I gotta be honest with you, it kind of makes me mad. Like, they work, like, 10 hours a week, and all they do, and they kind of just, like, sit around and eat croissants and drink wine and rosé all day. And, like, what do you guys get so mad about all the time? They're always protesting. Your life is so much easier than the rest of the world.
Stick to making crepes.
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys I saw the girls in France that were protesting with their titties out. I was, like, pausing the video and shit.
I think the cause was, first of all, I don't want to overstep my boundaries in terms of, but I think a cop killed someone that didn't deserve to be killed from what I've heard.
Be a white cop. We don't need that anymore.
But having said that, I feel like that doesn't happen enough in Paris. First of all, I'm going to start here. Didn't know Paris cops held guns or even knew how to fire them because I just can't picture a French person shooting a gun. And then second is.
Oui.
Yeah. And then.
Bonjour.
With their pinky up. And then I just
like a twirly mustache.
I just didn't think it was enough cop violence over there to warrant a protest because usually protesting is when something is happening too much.
Yeah,
and you're just like, all right, we're fucking sick of it. But like,
who did the cop kill?
Like, if I took a shit on the ground, I don't know. I didn't read into it, but if I took a shit on the ground once, you wouldn't start protesting. You'd be like, don't do that again.
Yeah,
but then if I keep shitting on the ground, you'd be like, you're gonna probably put up some signs like, stop shitting on the ground. It's getting like too much.
Yeah, it sounds like they're stuck in, like, the olden days where you just had to go march and protest.
Marching and the good old days, I don't know, because, like, the old days, they had, like, people had balls. If you disagree with the president, you would just sneak up behind them at a play and then shoot their fucking brain halfway to Kingdom Come. But now you kind of just, people are kind of bitches. Like, when was the last time you saw an assassination?
Never.
And there's a lot of countries that don't like their leaders, and there's no one killing their leaders. That's how you know people are pussies these days.
I don't want anyone to die, but I would be down for like a dope like assassination story.
I mean, if I don't know him, I don't care.
You know, I mean,
a politician that I don't know dies. It's like I'm not gonna be up at night being like, fuck, I wish they survived.
Yeah, I really like their policies.
Damn, I didn't like their policies, but they were such a good person.
I'm gonna write in Hunter Biden if I vote.
We should all vote. They should have
an
H Biden and a J Biden on the next ballot. Yeah. That's the only two you can vote for.
And the far right is all like rattled. Like, they're making him seem like a beauty. They're like, he's smoking crack. There's a laptop. He filmed himself fucking a bunch of hookers smoking crack. And I'm just like, that's cool.
Like, When's the bad part start? Because I haven't.
Yeah, and he fleeced China out of the money. He didn't take my money.
He's emailing the Chinese government. Like that. How do you get that email?
Like what? Where did he?
Where is he getting this? Like, if you know how hard it is to just find like a senator in China's email, it just doesn't work like that.
Such a beauty.
And then he got the money, which is crazy. Just because he got it, and because my brother's gonna beat you up.
Yeah. No, his dad. His dad is Joe.
Oh yeah, I always forget they're not that's his dad.
Yeah, you keep
Because I forget because he's old as fuck. But then I remember Joe is like 99. I always forget how old Joe Biden is, even though you watch him talk for 2 seconds and you'll remember that his brain is a big pool of diarrhea.
Yeah, but Joey Ballgame is behind him because Hunter's like, yo, if you don't give me $5 million like tonight, he actually said that in the email. He's like, tonight. The big dog, Joey Ballgame, is going to do something bad. And Joe Biden is so delirious. He's just like, yeah, tell him.
Yeah, because I don't think Joe Biden is willingly giving him the money. I think it's one of those scenarios where, like, you know, your grandparents send you, like, a $25 check? Sometimes they send you, like, more than they should have.
Yeah.
That's, like, kind of what's happening. Because your marbles just kind of get lost.
Yeah.
So he's probably just like, oh, I didn't give you your allowance this month. And he's, like, giving him, like, $5 million.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. I think he's a huge beauty. Speaking of huge beauties, actually, I don't know if you can call him a beauty, but it just reminded me. What do you think about Muck versus Zuck?
I saw rumors that they're going to fight in the Colosseum.
Like the Roman Colosseum?
In Rome. By the way, I'm loving this. I think every part of where the world is going in a terrible direction. Having said that, this is the one bright light. Because I think we're finally... I love this direction we're going where we're having public figures fight.
Yes.
Because it kind of reminds me, speaking of the Rome Colosseum, it reminds me of like when we used to have in Rome, when they used to have like prisoners fight lions and tigers and shit with a sword. I feel like we're going to get back to that. I feel like we're, you know how like history repeats itself. Uh-huh. We're getting, this is the early 1800s version of a duel. This is, you're just getting in the ring and you're fucking fighting. And this is the way it should be because... That's the only real way to settle a difference is a little violence.
You know how I know history repeats itself?
Why is that?
Because it's Saturday and I'm drinking a goddamn beer again.
Cheers to that, compadre.
Yeah, man. When I heard about the Elon Musk Zuckerberg, I was like, that's going to blow like Mayweather McGregor numbers out of the water.
What weight class are they going to fight in? Because I feel like I think they're both on opposite sides of one, but I don't know all the weight classes by heart.
I could see them at like a welterweight.
Well, Musk has to trim down, obviously. He's too big.
He's gonna have to do a weight cut. Yeah.
He's gonna have to cut, but I think Zucky two times is gonna have to he might have to gain some and they're gonna meet in the middle.
I think Zuck would win. I'm gonna say like Zuck by submission. I think Zucky is sneaky good on the ground. I could see him. He has that like weird haircut where it's like he has to be strong. Like,
yeah.
I feel like he's got dense bones.
It kind of reminds me of those Russian fighters that all have like that super plain like haircut and then they have that beard. Mm-hmm. And they all kind of look the same. Yep. Dagestan? Dagestan?
Kazakhstan.
Dagestan.
Yeah, Dagestan. Allah guys?
Yeah.
Shout out Allah.
This one's for you. Yeah, they all are. They're all mostly Muslim. But
I think Zuck.
He's got. Yeah, I agree.
Zuck's got that, like. Like, I could see Zuck, if it goes to the ground, I could see Zuck, like, making Musk tap out because I think Musk has that jiu-jitsu, like, knowledge. And I think Musk is going to do something unconventional, but he'll just accidentally get in an armbar and Zuck will make him tap.
Well, that's like. That Musk has to make sure he doesn't get to the ground. That's what I would. If I'm in his corner, I'm going to say, Musk, let's keep this upright because you don't want to get Zucky two times on the ground because he will. Choke you halfway to Siberia.
Yeah, if I'm same thing. If I'm in Musk's corner, like you gotta make sure you're level changing. Make sure your takedown defense is good. Honestly, I would mix in a head kick, and I would also mix in calf kicks just to get Zuck's front leg beat up. Because you know, with how pale Zuckerberg is, I feel like if you start beating up his legs and they turn red and get swollen, that'll give Musk some like confidence in the fight, but yeah,
and he definitely has weak shins.
Who has weak shins?
Zucky.
Yeah,
like there's no way those shins are holding a lot of kicks, and I feel like Musk strikes me as someone that has those, like, you know, some people just have fat calves, and you just like don't really understand how someone can have calves that fat. I feel like Musk has those legs, like those big boy legs.
You know what's a huge factor here is Elon Musk being South African. He's got that like Dricus du Plessis vibe where like he definitely has an iron chin. Like his head is definitely built like a fire hydrant.
It's he does have a very square jaw, which I think will help him in the long run for sure. Like that's a good point. I think Zuckerberg has a better chance because he would be a better fighter because it seems like he's like training.
He's
and
a more
shit.
Technical fighter,
but I think he would have to submit him. I don't think you're gonna knock Elon
totally
Musk.
Agree.
If you look at the shape of Elon Musk's face, you're gonna have a hard time knocking him out because that he's got like that square like what's that? He's got that rhombus chin.
He's got that African head.
Yeah, that African rhombus head.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if Musk can keep it, stay in the pocket, keep his range, I think it's going to be a good fight. But at the Coliseum, how much do you think tickets would be to see Musk and Zucky going toe-to-toe at the – this is the Rome Coliseum, right?
Yeah. So I would probably say nosebleeds probably just north of $1 million.
Per ticket?
Yeah.
It would be crazy. It would be crazy.
I don't think people understand. First of all, I don't even think you can have shit at the Coliseum. Isn't there stuff like right in the middle?
Yeah, I thought it was broken.
Yeah, I mean, it's not in good condition, and there's just like shit in the middle of it. Like, it's not like a big open thing. I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of stuff. Imagine they just clear all that out.
Dude.
Just clearing out history from Mark and Zuck.
Yeah.
Or Musk and Zuck.
First of all, why are they fighting?
Just because they're both
tech. Are they beefing? Or are they just bored?
I think it has a lot to do with, like, you know how when Tupac and Biggie were feuding, it was because of, it was just, like, two top guys. It's kind of like that this town isn't big enough for the two of us.
Mm.
You get two big egos in the ring, or just in general. Like, these are the two big tech guys.
Mm.
So, I think one just, it's just, like, that male ego that, like, we got to see who's bigger,
the
who's
best.
Better, who's the best.
And Gaethje is just too old. I feel like Bill Gates would be thrown in the mix there, but he's just not in his prime. I feel like these guys can still fight.
Yeah, and also, like, Gates didn't have that. Like, Zuckerberg?
No.
Gates didn't have that, like, want, that drive to, like, fight someone. Like, who
no.
Like, because it would have been him or Steve Jobs, and Steve Jobs cowered it out by dying.
And with Billy Gates, I feel like he's not more of a, like, I'm the best guy on the planet type of guy. He's more of a passive-aggressive, like, I'm going to create a lab leak in Wuhan and make everybody take medicine.
Yeah.
The medicine I want.
And also, like,
so he's more of a passive aggressive rich guy.
Yeah. And also, it didn't seem like he was, because he was spending most of his time on at Epstein Island. That's where they should fight. Like, you know how they did Fight Island during COVID? They should do that at Epstein Island.
Yeah.
Since both these guys have probably been there, so they know how to get there. That would be a cool place to do it. So,
yeah.
And that place has got to be abandoned right now, right?
I don't know. I thought I saw a video the other day of people playing tennis on it.
I mean,
I would go there.
I mean, Epstein's not there anymore.
Yeah, like, it's still good land. It's good real estate.
Yeah, it's good. It's a great location. Like, I would still go there and hang out.
Yeah, if you can block out the fact that, like, a lot of girls were being courted by old men.
Mm.
It is a great waterfront island.
I wouldn't see. For me, like, I'm not a big, like, haunted guy. Like, if I was to buy a house in the real and it was great price and great location, walking distance.
Great location.
Walking
location, location, location.
Walking score is like a 8.7, which is pretty good on apartments.com. And then he was like, well, and also you should know that there was an entire family here that was brutally murdered.
Mm.
That wouldn't bother me. Like, I'm not a big, like, haunted guy. So, like, living on Epstein Island and knowing that all that shit went down would not bother me.
Yeah. I mean, no one died. It was just a bunch of massages.
Yeah.
But they still weren't ethically, I feel
sourced.
Like.
Sourced.
Yeah. It wasn't, how do I put this? It was.
Yeah.
But, like you said, it is a good island. I've never been there, but I've seen pictures, and it looks like. There's a little walkway right to town. It's very bikeable. Security is good.
Great weather.
Great weather at Epstein Island.
Wait, where is it, like, in terms of, like, the planet? Like, where? Give me, like, a country it's near, because I don't really know where it's near.
It's right, like, off the coast of Florida.
It is? So it's, like, near Cuba?
Yeah. I'm sure Cubans are trying to escape the regime of Cuba, and they end up floating there by accident all the time. Next thing you know, they're getting rubbed down by a 12-year-old.
It's called Little James Island. A lot of little something there.
I'll
yeah,
tell
I'll tell
free.
You that for free.
Where is it? Like, it's right near Florida, right? Right near Ohio?
It's, sorry, I'm zooming out. It's near the British Virgin Islands.
Oh,
so it's near the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, right near Nancy Pelosi's house.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, but you're, wait, Jesus. So it's near Puerto Rico. I'm just zooming out.
Puerto Rico? Yeah. Puerto Rico is a little bit southwest of
So
Florida,
it's south.
Or south.
It's southeast. East of Cuba.
Really?
Yeah. But it's right on that little, like that little peninsula.
Man, could you imagine, like, you know how there's a list of all the guys that went to the island?
Yeah.
Could you imagine, like famous list? Could you imagine, like, all the guys that are rich, but they're not famous and went to the island? Like, they're just, like, Wall Street guys.
Yeah.
You know? Because Wall Street guys really probably love that shit.
But it's also unfair just because you're on the list. Like, what if you're just the safe light repair guy that, like, had to go over there and replace a windshield, and now you're on, they released this list of everybody that's ever went there, and, like, Stevenson's on there, and you're like, I was just doing my job.
Really? Like, the guy that replaced my windshield was there doing that?
Like, come on. Like, some guy at Safeway. It's like, what the fuck? I got paid to go there and fix his windshield. Like, what? Why? Don't put me on this list.
I could show you the service report.
I'll show you. I have the receipts.
Yeah, like, what if you went there for a wedding or something? That would just be an unfortunate event that you happened to frequent the island when that was going down.
What's that book? What's that series of books that ends with the something?
A series of unfortunate events. I used to read those all the time.
Is it Lemony Snicket?
Yeah. Lemony Snicks.
Snicky two times? Yeah. What was the plot of those?
It was these orphan kids, and just bad shit keeps happening to them. That's why it's called a series of unfortunate events.
Sounds like, very depressing.
Yeah, like they would have to go on missions and stuff. And
they were orphans?
Yeah, they were like, I'm pretty sure that they were actually at Epstein's Island.
Why? This is like, why does every movie or book that has to do with kids is like the parents are dead or some shit? Like we talk,
parents die, man. Like, I remember that guy in the woods that your friend found. Like that's
true.
Probably a parent.
Yeah, but why do their parents all like
out dying?
Like fucking Chucky's dad from Rugrats was dead. Hey Arnold's parents fucking dead.
How did they die? Heroin overdose?
They were flying a plane and they were shooting up rock, some glass up there, so a little bit of meth, and then they crashed into a peninsula.
Whose else parents were dead?
What's that other fucking...
SpongeBob's dad? I think he actually went to jail for arson.
Yeah, for conspiracy to commit arson and endangering a child's life.
Yeah, you're right, though. That's sneaky, like, movie characters.
Yeah, there's another show as well. I just can't think of it.
People die a lot.
Nickelodeon just loved dead parents, I remember, but yeah.
Yeah, dude. You know what I was thinking about on Wall Street? Did you watch Kaleidoscope yet?
It's on my list. And I can't even watch anything on Netflix. I tried to watch the Nicole Richie documentary yesterday, and I couldn't.
What? You ever see the show Succession or hear about it on HBO?
I've heard about it on via Twitter because people love tweeting about the shows they watch, and so that's the only reason why I know about it.
Yeah, like that show is so crazy. They just like.
Is it good?
I
remember watching this last year, and I was so blown away. But keep going. Look at the ring.
Roman Reigns.
Look at the ring.
Oh, fuck. Did that mean to happen?
He drove a bulldozer into it.
Dude,
I remember watching
WWE's
this.
WWE's hardcore, dude.
I remember watching this, and I was so stoned, and I was, like, on the edge of my seat. Like, holy fuck. This shit is crazy.
How long does Money in the Bank go again?
If you see Roman Reigns on the TV over there, like, on the TV behind the camera, you gotta let me know.
Okay, no. It's John Cena right now.
Come on. Like, doing what?
I don't know. He's talking. Go look. That's him, right? I could talk about Succession.
Crowd's going crazy.
Should we pause it? I can go. I could talk. I have a lot of things to say. So Airbnb's failing right now. Good. So Succession, I just like didn't really. Do you want to watch that? We could stop the pod.
That's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, there's only one Money in the Bank a year. Are you sure?
Yeah. I just honestly, fuck.
I'm kind of like, I'm not like one of those people. I'm not a huge Cena guy. He was really good early on, and then he kind of like turned into like the hustle rule. He got turned into like the PC version, which is like fine, whatever, but like I didn't really like
you it. Ever seen the video of a kid going up to him and saying, I could see you, and he's in a restaurant, he's like, dude, I'm just trying to have fun with my friends.
Yeah, I feel so fuck. I see so many clips of that, or not clips of that, but like people videotaping celebrities, and I just can't believe that people don't have like that gauge and be like, hey, maybe I should you know, like leave this person alone.
It's never worth it being too rich. Shit gets weird when you get rich and famous. Like, yeah. It gets so weird. Like, think about how weird it is.
I would never, like, fame would be tough.
I would probably kill myself.
Yeah, and I would do it in a public manner.
Yeah, like how would you do it? We've been over this a million times, but
I don't know. Well, that's the way I would kill myself changes every time.
I know how I would. You hear about that dude that just died because he tried to drink all 21 alcoholic drinks on vacation on the menu?
Yeah, you but see that? See, honestly, that was like legitimately, I actually saw that and I actually felt bad because, first of all, he was just like, because this is just someone that is just looking to have fun.
It's like something that we would do.
Yeah, like I actually have friends, and you know them, you've probably heard this story. They were in Vancouver and they went to a golf simulator and they told them, they said, we're going to have every drink on the menu. And they did. And they couldn't, they said by the end, they couldn't even like see the ball on the tee. And they, like a lot of the drinks they were getting, like the last one they got was like a fucking Bloody Mary. But they said they're going to get every single one.
I wonder how he died.
That sucks.
Like, did he just croak or like, was he throwing up in the bathroom and he died during his hangover? Like, did he die on the spot? Like,
I wonder how fast he would have had. Cause I could have 21 drinks and not die. I think, I mean, I've done that. So, like, I'm curious, like, how fast
he had to be, like, one sitting.
Did he die, like, did he die from the alcohol or from something that happened because of the alcohol? Like, did he fall off something?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I only saw the title.
He must have been, like, fighting with his wife a ton. Because why would you drink that much on vacation? Like, I'm going to have every single drink on the menu, Sharon. How about that? So stop bitching at me about the gutters. I'll get the leaves out later.
He seemed like a beauty. I think he definitely looked British.
Yeah. Speaking of British people, I think when we were just talking about it, the Lemony Snicket books, they were British, I believe.
Who wrote those? Aren't Rowling, are they?
No, I don't know who wrote them.
I should know this, actually. I'm going to look that
up.
I'm
pretty sure they were erotic.
Were they?
Yeah, like Lemony
Lemony Fuck It.
Yeah, look who wrote that.
Daniel Handler.
Handler, that's kind of a Danny Hands.
Handsy kid.
Two times.
Handsy two times.
Two times.
What were you saying? Oh, yeah.
I said that series was an erotic book because all the kids were getting...
I don't really understand the point of an erotic book. So, you're just reading this book and you're getting hard?
Yeah, like, are you holding it with one hand and your other hand's holding your wank?
I bet audio books were absolute game changer for the erotic book genre, because now your hand's free. You don't have to hold it and you can like kind of close your eyes and just like, it's based, that's actually just porn. That's just audio porn.
Yeah.
Right?
But like, what's erotic the point books of erotic crazy. Book? You're absolutely right. What is the point? Are you supposed to come like at the end of the book or like every chapter? Like,
yeah,
why are you supposed to bust?
Well, you don't want the pages sticking together though. Mm. I wonder if I could write an erotic book. Like, I wonder if I could write something that's like, oh, yeah, people are going to fucking get so goddamn hard from this. Yeah,
come like rock hard from chapter 8.
He pulls back. I'm going to try to make the crowd horny right now. Yeah. He pulls back. I got to think of something. On the spot, it's kind of hard because I've never satisfied a woman. So I got to think about putting myself in someone else's shoes.
Take your time.
What do women like? Hold on. Like, give me like 3 seconds.
Spit in their mouth.
He gently brushes back her hair behind her ears and opens her mouth and spits in it. Can you do a spit sound?
I'm rock hard.
Yeah, you like that bitch, he reclaims. You stupid little slut, he continues. Yeah, you're a dirty little slut, he continues. Yeah, you like that? He inserts his penis into her vagina. Stick it in, she says. It's in all the way, he answers. Oh, I'm yeah, you're right. I felt that. Oh, I just came. She lies to him. Did you really? He asks. Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm a quick. Your penis is so big that it made me come. She reclaims. Okay, I just came too.
I'm rock hard.
Yeah, I actually got a little hard doing that.
You're good at that.
Yeah, I'm actually. I think that's my niche.
Yeah, you should write an erotic book. Half the page could be like, you like that? You like that? Yeah. You like that? Yeah. You like that? Yeah.
Bitch.
You like that bitch right there, right there, right
there. Right there, right there, right there. Okay, stop. It's starting to hurt.
It's starting to hurt. Stop means stop.
Stop means stop. That's Jerry Seinfeld.
You should get Jerry Seinfeld to narrate your erotic book.
He comes on her face.
What's the deal with doggy style? I can't do it like
doggy
you.
Doggy style.
What's the deal with Clay?
That, you know what that sounded like?
What?
That one part in Mamba Number 5.
Is that a song?
A little bit of Monica on my dick, a little bit of Soupy on my clit, and then he goes, wah, at the very end. Mm. And he goes, bow, 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 bow.
What are erotic books supposed to do?
Yeah, like, I don't
understand. What are you, like...
It's probably very popular within the sapiosexual community, because sapiosexual, and Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong here, sapiosexual are the people that are attracted to intelligence. So it'd be like kind of a little window for you to get horny from intelligence, which is like books, smart people things, but also porn.
I can't imagine like trying to read and jerk at the same time. I feel like that's like the thing where you go like this and rub your
like
stomach.
Rub your stomach and tap your head at the same time.
I never had a problem with doing that. I don't know if it's because I'm a but like kids in school would be like, I bet you can't tap your head and rub your stomach at the same time. Watch this.
I feel like it's not that hard.
Do it. Try it. No, you got to go in a circle on your stomach.
It's a circle? Counterclock or what?
Like, it doesn't matter.
How it's fast easy. Do I have to be tapping? Yeah. I feel like it's one of those things that's like maybe hard at first because you got to think about it.
Yeah.
But like it's not that hard. I feel like that's just one of those things that like you when you're a kid, you don't realize how stupid you are.
Yeah. Erotic books are insane, dude. Like, just reading that. It's like, I don't want to read that.
Imagine reading on the subway. You're just like, you're pitching a tent in your mesh shorts.
Yeah, you're an absolute bone just reading. Like, who's writing that stuff? You're pretty good at it. Like, you actually should do that.
I mean, Colleen Hoover has girls coming easier than most guys can do it.
Squirting everywhere.
She writes these books that just get, like, if you're a girl would like after you go over to her house and you don't satisfy her and you leave, she's probably opening up a Colleen Hoover book and just using that to come, because she writes some slutty ass stuff.
And then the next time you go over to that girl's house, you're like, why is your shower head pressure always all the way up?
Yeah, that's true.
If I was a girl, dude, holy shit, girls, I get the detachable shower head, that one that has like two, I'd be like fucking power washing my pussy.
I think what's so cool about girls is that they can use just common like household appliances to come. Like, girls will use like a shower head to come. They'll sit on a dryer.
Yeah, sit on a baseball bat.
Girls will like use like a screwdriver or some shit. I bet you like attach the dildo to the screwdriver and go.
Phillips head.
Sounds like a NASCAR pit stop.
Yeah, I don't get why they're always complaining about
NASCAR clit stop.
Coming.
Yeah,
I feel like it's easy. I feel like I'd be able to figure it out. I'd be sitting on everything, dude.
I think theirs is more complex than ours.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, theirs is like...
You gotta go...
Like men coming is just like a standard NASCAR speedway where you're just turning left and you're just going in circles. But, like, a woman coming is like one of those tracks where, it like, they actually go in different directions.
Yeah, it's like Rainbow Road in Mario Kart. You kind of gotta be aware.
Yeah.
Go down to Home Depot and get them to help.
Yeah.
Get some tools.
I would not be surprised if they do they sell dildos at Home Depot?
No, but you could easily make a dildo. Go get some like
DIY dilly.
Yeah.
Dildo, but it's spelled DIYLDO.
When do girls like get dildos? Like, is it normal? Like, let's say I have a daughter and she has a dildo, but she's like 13. Am I just like, whoa, or am I just like, that's normal?
I think that's like the thing that like TV shows and sitcoms kind of like made weird, is that I don't think as a dad you pay attention to that stuff. I think you just let that unfold and trust that the mom is going to take care of that. Because I remember shows like sitcoms always used to have the dad would be so strict, like when the girls started wearing makeup. Like, I don't think that's... I remember one episode of Full House. I always remember this. This is I live my life by this. Is Aunt Becky once said, the key to wearing makeup is to make it look like you're not wearing makeup. And I feel like that's extremely deep. Because that might be, like, that can apply to a lot of things.
Yeah, you're right about sitcoms, though. Like, every sitcom, the dad, like, the daughter's walking out of the house, and the dad's on the couch, and he turns around, and he looks, and he goes,
You're not going out like that.
What do you think you're going out like that, miss?
You're not going out that. You're a Stevenson. You go out, and you have respect for yourself.
You don't dress like a hooker on 6th Street.
This isn't some fucking this isn't a European swing joint. This isn't the Red Lake District in Amsterdam.
So the dad is, like, checking out the daughter. I would never do that to my daughter. I don't care. Unless she's like, I don't know. I Think about it. Like, your daughter's walking out of the house, she's dressed like a gigantic whore. Are you going to say anything?
No, it's her life.
Yeah, I don't think I'd say anything either. Like, I don't care who you fuck.
A brilliant man once said, "It's my life, it's no one else's." Mm. And that's how she should live her life, that's how I'm going to live my life. I don't really care. Also, probably, I feel like I'm not going to be one of those parents that cares about my kids that much.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to be like my generation. Like, our generation's nuts. Like, if you're... I was going to say something. If you're like... This is actually a true story. It happened in my family, but I don't want to say it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where you're going to go with it, so... But it's...
Hey. It's bad.
Oh, okay.
It's like super racist. It wasn't me. I'm not racist.
But I digress.
Something happened. Never mind. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd be like... aware enough to check out my daughter's ass to be like, you can't wear that. Like, your ass is too fat in that.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, you're acknowledging it. Like, I feel like you're not an idiot. You know, like, yeah. You know that, like, this outfit's probably a little promiscuous. Promiscuous girl. Put a head on a fire. Whatever you want. I don't know how that song goes, but.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to check out my daughter when she's leaving the house and be like, you can't wear that. Like, first of all.
Yeah, you're not going to be like, you're not going out with that. You look way too fine.
Yeah, you look hot, bitch. Come over here and get daddy. What are you doing later? I would be like, because it's the same, you just got to be unaware. Like, because she says she's going to the movies. She's not going to the movies.
No, she's going to Kyle's house.
To a fucking blow bang.
They're going to go bang in his Scion.
Yeah. Like, I'm not, that's something that, like, as a dad, you block out. So I would do the same thing when she's leaving the house.
Yeah, I just don't, that's a part, if I ever had a daughter, that's just a part of my life that I straight up wouldn't care about. Because it's just like, you're not, first of all, you don't know what it's like. Like, you got to let the mom.
Mom has to step in.
She's been through this shit, so she knows what's good, what's bad. Yeah, she's been whacked a few times before. So it's like, she knows. So that's why, like, I think you should stick strictly to your, in terms of parenting, like, almost
the
to
son.
Yeah, you stick to the son, and you just be like, hey, when a ground ball is coming, you put that fucking glove on the dirt. And if you make any errors today at your Little League game, you're not coming home. Mm. You're not getting fed for a week.
It's almost like I don't know if you did this on purpose, but that's almost like a synonym for it's a double entendre, like with a son and his, when he's coming of age with women, keep your glove on the ground. You keep a glove on your penis.
Yeah, that's so true. It's
fundamentals.
That's fun. That's what you can learn from Little League. That's why baseball is such a sexual sport. Like first base is like kissing. Second base is little finger stuff. Third base is cowgirl.
I don't like fingering. It's so annoying. My wrist hurts.
I'm just afraid I'm gonna break my finger.
Just doesn't.
Because you're going so hard. You're going so hard. You know. You don't want to get, because there's nothing worse than jamming your finger.
No, I hate that.
Some of the things that, like...
Doesn't feel good for me. What's the point?
Oops, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I just... but, no, getting back to the Little League thing, dude, I'm glad you brought that up. I just figured out how I'm going to have the talk with my son. I'm going to be like, son, you know Little League, right? Like, I'm going to sit on the edge of his bed.
Oh, I was going to say, are you playing catch?
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Like, because that's... I feel like that's the best time to talk about sex is when you're playing catch with your kid, because baseball has so many sexual references.
Yeah, so you could be like, you know how, like, in Little League, like, you know, you always keep an eye on the ball, and you always charge the mound. It's the same thing when you start liking girls. You keep your glove on the dirt. You keep a glove on. Your glove on at all times. Condom. And if the third base coach says to steal... You fucking dive into that pussy.
Yeah, if the third base coach is waving you in, you hit the fucking dirt head first.
Don't be hitting it from the side like a lazy son of a bitch. You got to get on all fours and hit it from the back.
Yeah.
Son. Yeah, that'd be a good way to talk to my son. Anyway, yeah, what were you saying about fingering? Talking about jamming your fingers?
Also, I don't like fingering because I also don't trim my nails. Like, I do trim my nails. But sometimes I'll like look at my finger and be like, oh, like the index finger is like a little too long. That, like, nails freak me out.
Yeah, I don't like nails. Unless it's like a tan girl with white nails.
Because the contrast.
Yeah, like
the tan with the white.
Yeah.
So like black people look so good when they wear white. It's because like the contrast. And that's like why I wear a lot of yellow shirts and brown shirts, is because it makes my teeth look, my teeth are really yellow. But when I wear like a black shirt or a brown shirt or a yellow shirt, like some sort of like... It puts the contrast out.
It's genius, dude.
Yeah. People would be surprised how powerful the wheel of colors it really is.
Yeah, that's genius, dude. Contrast always does look good. Yeah. I think about it. That's like if you get a nice car, when we both have sick cars one day, like you want to have like a dope interior to contrast with the exterior.
Like the black with the red interior. Mm-hmm. I really like that. Like when you have red seats on a black car. I think it's really cool.
I'm doing a curveball right now. The Mocha Cafe interior.
Ooh.
Like the brown.
Yeah. With like the one mahogany part on the door.
Ooh.
It's stained.
Ooh. Yeah, dude. I can't believe that one day you're going to have to like sit down. Well, you say you're not going to have kids, which I mean, I'm only saying
that in this juncture in my life. Like maybe something will happen. We'll be like, fuck, I need to shoot something out of my wiener into something.
It can happen. You never know.
That's the thing about me. It's like my life changes day to day. That's why I don't get how people get so locked into like how they think.
Yeah.
Because like I literally change my entire view on the world every single day.
Mm.
So.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. One day I'll wake up and I'll be like, I don't want a kid. Next day I'll wake up and be like, I want to give you a son.
Yeah. That's the thing is like, yeah, dude. People change.
You just can't. That's why I don't like committing to anything. Like
relationships,
or even just like I don't like creating like accounts on like with airlines or anything like that. Because then it's just like, so I'm only gonna get rewards if I fly with you. I don't think so, honey. You're not getting these miles.
Not today, sis.
And that, my friends, is on God.
Yeah, it's on the big G man upstairs. Yeah, that's a great point. Like, I'm sure I've said shit on this podcast I completely disagree with. Actually, I know I have.
I say stuff all the time. I remember 2 weeks ago, I said something about how...
2 weeks ago.
People that like to put their Instagrams on their cars are likes to put their dick... I have no problem with people. I actually like when people put shit in their car, like, soup up their cars. But I say stuff because I like to ruffle the feathers a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I'm always saying shit. The person I disagree with the most... is myself.
Ooh.
The man I see in the gut, that sexy little man in the mirror.
The man in the mirror. As long as you can go home and look in the mirror every night and just be like, damn, and be okay with yourself, that's what matters.
Yeah.
Like, if you're John Wayne Gacy and you went home and you looked in the mirror and you're like, I killed 20 people today, and you could still look in the mirror, that's a man.
That's a man. That's a man right there.
That's a man. You ain't no coward.
You hear? This here is Tuscaloosa now.
Tuscaloosa!
We're here at the Radisson in Tuscaloosa for the big trade show.
Trade show.
There should be a podcast trade show.
I think there is, dude.
Want to go?
I think it's like all the LA kids, like the TikTokers that like they have like 8 episodes, but they're already famous before that. Like they're not true podcasters. Like
no, we're OG. We're as organic as soil in the ground.
We're podcasters. Yeah. You know how I know? A podcaster experiences things like this, like. Telling a girl or anybody that you are a podcaster, you get looked at like you work at McDonald's.
You know how hard it is to get laid after you tell a girl you're a podcaster? It's not
insane.
Easy. It's like being the Trojans when they fought. Who's who in the movie 300?
I don't know.
All right. Skip that analogy. I always forget.
I don't watch movies.
Have you never seen 300?
No.
I can't remember who the Trojans fought. I just can't remember, so I'm not going to use that analogy.
The Jews?
No, this is.
This is before that.
It won't bother me because I don't care, but I wish I could think of it.
Yeah, no, I don't know that. I've seen it, I think. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I get what you're saying, though.
It's actually a good movie. I want to watch it again. Every kid in high school loved that movie, by the way. And it's like not that good, but it was like cool when you were in high school because like that one scene goes... I remember everybody in my like middle school used to say it all the time. We used to go, this is Sparta.
Yeah, and then kick something.
The ultimate middle school like movie.
Yeah, I just like can't hold my attention on shit, dude. I just can't. But yeah, anyway, like we're the real podcasters. Like not any like kid that's like they're 8 episodes and they just ask girls what their body count are and who slid in your DMs. Like it's just, ugh, just do your thing, Shouty. But you're not a real podcaster until you look a girl in the face and say, I do a podcast.
Yeah, as a white man, too, because then it's just like, oof. There's nothing harder than being a white man podcaster who's cisgendered.
Nothing harder. Like, could you imagine, like, finance guys, and they can, like, be proud, like, oh, I'm on Wall Street. That's easy. Try being a podcaster, and you have to tell people you're a podcaster.
Yeah.
I'm proud of it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
These stupid sluts say.
The SSs.
It's not just sluts, as in girls. Girls and guys.
Everybody's a slut. Slut's a genderless term. I call people slut all the time. Yeah.
You can't just not be a slut.
I'm a slut.
You're a dirty little slut.
I'm a dirty little minx.
You're a little hamster.
I'm a little slutty little possum.
All right, everybody. I was going to say something about that show Succession, but I don't remember what I was going to say.
Put the suck in Succession.
Seriously. The finance bro talk, I will say this, is out of control.
Is
everything
it?
Is gay. Everything is fuck you, fuck this. Like, there was a scene, like, they make finance guys look like the most closeted people on earth. Like, there was a scene
they probably
where,
are, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they probably are. They're selling a TV show, or a TV rights or whatever, for $5.5 million. The guy's like, $5.5 million? Yeah, you can finger pop my butthole and put a platinum plated butthole in my butt. Fuck you. 5.1 is our best offer. And then a guy on the other line is like, 5.1? Why don't you put a gold nickel plated dildo in my mouth and then spit on my ass after? 4.9 is the best offer. Everything is fuck this, fuck that, dildo cum. Watch the show Succession. Every line is something with sex. Like, it's insane.
That sounds good.
Like, the finance bros, like, they're in the office, and they're like, hey, Paulie, can you print out that the due diligence paperwork? And he's like, come on, man, what's next? What are you gonna finger pop my asshole and spit my mouth and fuck me from behind? And then the other guy's like, yeah, dude, you'd be lucky if I did that. And they, like, I'm just like, what is going on? On Wall Street.
More like Ball Street.
It's so gay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with being gay, but it's so gay.
No, but
the show is so insane.
I think there's a point where if you're too manly, you're actually gay.
No, but that's the thing.
Because like that whole world is so goddamn like heterosexual and like alpha that I think it's almost like going full circle to where it's
it
gay.
Is though.
Yeah,
but they're so alpha. Like, I'm serious. In the show, every other scene is something about something going in someone's butt. Like, the guy's like, dude, what the fuck? You're gonna bear hug me during an LBO when the rates are like this? Dude, why don't you come over here and put your finger up my ass? And so, I'm just like, what did that have to do with the leverage buyout?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I just think it's over the top. I don't know.
Fuck, I got it. Maybe I should watch it.
Why don't you choke me, dude? Watch an episode and tell me what you think.
Anyway, I'll watch an appy.
I don't remember what I was going to say about it. That reminded me of the girl that said the thing about, did you see the thing on Instagram about the Deep Throat girl?
Deep Throat? Like Richard Nixon?
Yeah, like, my algorithm is fucked right now, dude. It's just people sucking on bananas and, like, Ice Spice shaking her ass.
Oh, I'm thinking different Deep Throat, but keep going.
No, it's like the girl said that, like, to help her gag reflex. This is on my algorithm, by the way.
Yeah, this is different. This is not the Richard Nixon
thing. Now it's, like, going to be people sucking on hot dogs. Speaking of that, Kobayashi and...
Kobayashi is banned from the shit, though.
Kobayashi is the eater, though.
But he's banned, right? Like, he can't he can't perform at Nathan's anymore because of some contractual thing that he fucked up.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, did you know him and Joey Chestnut have been going back to back, like, facing each other for almost 20 years?
It's crazy.
They were in food eating competitions in, like, 05.
Like, the generations before us had, like, you like there was, like, that athlete. Like, it was Michael Jordan. It was just Michael Jordan and... trying to think of a baseball player during that time. Like, fucking Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, whatever. Yeah. For us, it's Kobayashi and Joey Chess.
I wonder if they were if they're friends or they hate each other. You got to respect the guy you're facing, right? Like, you share the table with him.
I think there's a good deal of respect there, but I bet there's some hatred.
Yeah. Anyway, the girl was like, she has a video, and she says that, like, if you coat your tongue with salt, like, your gag reflex goes away. I was, like, thinking, like, if I take chicks out, like, when they go to the bathroom or something, like, I'm going to reach over for the salt and just, like, douse their meal with it.
I think you're taking...
Is that illegal?
I think if you're at the point where you're doing that, you're just taking blowjobs too seriously. It's not that big of a deal. Like, it's supposed to be fun. Like, you don't need to start, like, putting, like, taking PEDs and, like, pouring salt on before. Like, it's not a big deal.
I think she was a dentist, though, and she was saying, like, or a doctor, and it was helping with, like, how they have to go back there. But, like, it was like, you know what you're doing.
I used to have a really bad gag reflex when I was that one.
How'd you find out?
Well, it was actually the dentist that you brought it up. It was both. It was like my dentist and my priest. But I remember
a family friend that just came over and things got out of hand at the holiday dinner.
Yeah. But my dentist used to try to put tools in my mouth, obviously, because you got to like get all those I didn't have cavities, but you got to like clean all that fluoride out or whatever the fuck they do. And I remember it was so hard for me to, I'd be like, ugh, every time. But now, as I get older, I guess I'm just not.
You're just used to putting things in your
mouth. Now I'm fine with putting random stuff in my mouth when I'm laying down.
One time I was getting a test, and they, you know how they put the stick on your tongue?
Yeah.
That made me gag before they even went back there, and I went, oh.
Because it's, like, dry, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's, like, doesn't Ugh. Feel good.
And the doctor went, like, oh, yeah, like that.
Dentist now, I, like, enjoy it. It's so much easier than it used to be. I remember when I first used to go, it, like, used to suck. But now it's so easy. Like, I haven't gone in years because I don't have dental, and I'm not going to pay someone to just tell me. To find cavities that aren't even there.
Yeah, like, you're going to need a crown, dude.
You might need a crown. Be like, yeah, I need a crown because I'm a king. And I bow.
Woo!
And then I kill them.
Woo!
And they call me the dentist killer. And I'm the most famous serial killer, the only killed dentist ever.
That'd be so fucking
The
cool.
dental killer.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
I don't know what my vendetta is with dentists, but it's...
Poking you in your gums?
Yeah, you poke me, you're making me bleed, I'll make you bleed.
Give me the laughing gas, sneaky, put balls in my mouth. I don't know.
The laughing gas.
I've said that joke before, but it's not even a joke. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Anything you need, man. Nah, we'll do a real one. Should we do it right now?
Can we do it at the end?
We can do it right now. We're wrapped up. We're at an hour.
Okay. No, I was going to say, can we do it at the end, or does it have to be midi?
Oh, no, we can do it.
What's the deal with mid-roll? What is it, roll that's mid?
What's the deal with Manscaped? Manscaped.com, use code WETJEANS. Guys, keep using it. Keep using it. We haven't had one complaint. As a matter of fact, I want you to DM us your testimonials about Manscaped. Manscaped.com, they have the stuff for your nose hairs, your gooch, your hair, shampoo, conditioner. The one thing I love that they did is they send you the free travel kit, which I use. I know you use it. They have everything you need for grooming. Your nails. You want a finger pop? Something? I don't want to get into that, but you want a finger... you want to have nice nails? They have everything for your nails. Manscaped.com, use code WETJEANS. 20% off, free shipping. I promise you will like it. I promise.
Or your money back from them, not us.
Yeah. So should we continue the second half of the show on Patreon?
Subscribe to our Patreon at... It's just our Patreon.
You get Patreon.com.
Yeah, you get an extra episode every Ricky Weeks, Kevin Weeks, and then bonus content. $3.99 a month. That's actually cheaper than the average cup of coffee.
Yeah,
I don't know the last time you've got a grande from Starbucks, by the way, but that thing is soaring over $4, and that's blasphemy. Biden, we need this fixed now, or I'm not voting for you in the next election.
Thanks, Libs.
Thank you, Libs, and fucking Rob DeSantis and
Chris Christie.
Who's the lad with the eye patch?
Rob Dyrdek.
Rob Dyrdek. We are not voting
Pete
for you.
Pete Buttigieg.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
We're running the 40 dash. Andy and I are running the 40-yard dash soon on Patreon, too.
And you're about to see. I wonder if it's going to affect the show negatively when people see how fast I am.
Yeah, it's fucked. What if I somehow beat you?
You cook my... I mean, you could cook my ass.
No way! Are you crazy?
I'm just quick.
I'm a flat-footed fuck.
Once these legs get moving, they do not stop. I'll tell you that for free.
I'm a flat-footed slut.
An FFS?
I'm going to run it in Tory Burke sandals.
In Birkenstocks?
Yeah, in honor of the LBC. Yeah, we're doing that on Patreon soon. We just got to get a camera person. We'll run it.
Yeah.
What if I like tear my Achilles? I was thinking about this like recently, actually. What if I like tear my Achilles running it?
If you're gonna tear that fucker from running, that thing's been hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, but mine, dude, I don't know, dude. I think I've weak Achilles.
Could you see this on the TV, by the way? I think it's Achilles.
We can end it. It's a table ladder and chairs match. We can end it right here.
Is it women?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's there. That's the women's Money in the Bank match. We're
done though. We have.
I just want to make sure I didn't miss
hour
Roman.
And 4 minutes.
All right,
dude. Thanks. Thank God I was. Sorry, I interrupted.
I was just gonna say thank the entrance.
And
what did you call it? Not intro, but outro.
Outro. Yeah, I'm trying to get a sponsorship from a sunglasses company. Someone's like, actually, two people this week. Why do you always wear shades on the show? I don't know, dude. I just like it. It just makes me feel like comfortable. Like I don't know.
See, I'm the opposite. I hate wearing shades. It makes me feel like my vision's impaired.
I love it. Like, I love, like, hiding behind my shades.
Like, I like...
Not hiding, but, like...
If I had shades that didn't tint at all, but made it so people couldn't see my eye, I would wear them all the time. Because I do like being able to put your eyes behind something. Because I don't like when people know what I'm looking at. It's none of your business. But I don't like having my vision dark.
I have a little bit of a lazy eye, too. I don't think I do, but I think... I don't know. I just thought it's too bright for me. Everything's too bright. I've always been like that. I remember Jamie's basement. I used to get rattled because the ceiling's like right on top of you, and he has those can lights.
Yeah,
and I used to like put my hat down. Like,
See, that's what I'm weird. I think. I don't know if I'm weird. I don't know if I'm weird or you are.
But I'm weird.
I like the light. Like when I wake up, I open the blinds.
Oh, dude, I get rattled.
Yeah, I know a lot of people don't like that. So like every time I do it, someone's like, "Oh, don't do that," which I get. But I just do. I just.
What
like,
do you mean, somebody? You have chicks over?
When I'm whacking like 7 to 25 girls a night, bro. Because I just go in there and I just have sex with so many beautiful women. It's fucking.
Ooh, I could just taste it. Just thinking about pussy.
Bro, there's nothing better than fucking pussy.
What's your body count?
Bro, what's your body count? Mine's like 7 million, I would say.
Yo, have you ever had any guy ask you?
Oh my god, I just tweaked my back a little bit. Oh my god, it actually hurt. Keep going. I'm good now.
We have an undisclosed injury. No, I was gonna. We could be done with this. We're at an hour and 5. I was gonna ask if you've ever had a guy like seriously ask you how many chicks you've banged, like in a serious way. I think that's the weirdest question. Why do you want
to
know?
It's weird. It's the weirdest question to ask anyone, even a girl. Like it. Yeah. Like it, it. I don't think it. It literally doesn't matter at all.
Have you ever had a girl ask you? I have. Like a bunch, actually.
Yeah, like not that. Not like to the point where I had to give them like a real answer. Like they were. And I just give them an honest answer. I just say I've never had sex before. I'm waiting until I get married.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how about you, you dirty little bitch?
You little minx? Why do you want to know? Yeah, you want me to be your 10,000th?
Dirty little slut. Hey, a girl could be single, but she's never alone. Remember that, fellas.
That sounds like something from a country music song. She may be single, but she's never alone.
She's up in my truck. She should girly. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We're going to the other half of the show on Patreon. It comes out on Friday. Sure, whoop, over to our Patreon for the more content. Merch is sold out.
Yep. I hope you enjoyed your 4th of July week. And Canadians, I hope you enjoyed your Canada weekend.
God bless.
God bless, and goodbye.